of Amud Beis, we're holding Rashi right after the Mishnah. Shruya, who's a Bas Kayin, Achelz B'Truma. We do not assume that she had Bia with the Pasul law to somebody who was also to her, Hamachal law, Bibiosa, who would make her Mechulelis, and also to Shuma. So yes, he said, "When they should meet law, clamor, ain't noigim behen hefker laonson bibi el lasachaki mahen." What they take advantage is the playing with them and not doing a ma'aseh bia. Rabbanu pligad rabdosi, rabdosi. But Amri yeshuia ocheles, yeshuia shein ocheles. Their argument is some do, some don't. Ketzed, yishu shomer nishbeisi b'taharani. If the woman comes forward and informs us that she was in this space, we have no verification of that. And she says, but tahara ni. So then we have a peshosa peshahitr, a chelis. In Yeshedim Shadi's space, he marries tahara ni, and a chelis. Fine. So that's found over there in Adius. So Morris says, maybe he only said that, but Shumma Bizman is at the Rabbanon, the Kibbon, the Philo Nibula. Even if she had Bia, Yisur Darbonim Ba'almahu, she now has the status of a Zora, and even a Zora to eat Truma is only Darbonim B'zman Azeb. They're from the Gozru Al Sveika. Maybe, so there, because I weren't Gozru in that situation. Al Kanas, Tafuki Mamaynahu. But to assume that she's truly Tahara, and therefore that the man who's ma'anas or afterwards has to be a kanas, even lachos suffik bula, she's a suffik bula. You can't make the ma'anes pay me suffik. Okay. The Morris says you're going to argue that the Suwarim of Yehuda is because lehechut and isker. The Morris Akashra from Yehuda said that he pays a ksuba, a full ksuba of Messiah. So the reason is because of Shalayechot and Isker. So Morris answers back, Dilma Mimno, he will have Nasula. Ipachasta ksubasa, if you're going to lower the ksuba, Mashris Labachesis Bula, it will be established that people will perceive her, you designated her as a Bula. Marchaki law, feeling you still, even if someone won't want to marry her. And that's, so therefore, maybe that's why over there, Rabbi Yehuda said the Messiah. Okay. The person who's put as a Shuya can marry her, but may it bought. The one who's a poida, who's also the meyid, can't marry her if he's a kohen. So the Morris says, what's the problem? Why is the meyid boy? So the Morris says, a poida is a shui, who meyid boy yisena. That, if the poida is also meyid, he can marry her. You see that he wanted to marry her, and he's laying out this money to marry somebody which he can't marry. That's not mistar, but that he's going to do that. But mayed bo kedi, just is mayed for her without the pigeon. Lo yisena shema ain't of nothing but because there were questions that maybe he's saying the edus. Because he wants to marry her. Okay. So we're holding on the bottom line of the Gemara. Rami le Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Rav Yosef. So Rav Papa Bar Shmuel asked Rav Yosef Estira and Rav Yehuda. V'savar Rav Yehuda, does Rav Yehuda hold V'ktushasa Kaima? So we have Rabbi Yehuda saying that we assume that she's b'dukshasa kaima, even though she's a shuya. V'hatanya, we learned, Hakiyarish in his guy Rabbara Saddam, that Hakiyarish, she's Miss Kiyaris, and she had Riyastam. Rabbi Huda Amradaya Shaita, that if this immediately happened after the gear, Chachamim came along and said, made a takana, the Rabbanim, that a woman sees dam. The law is that the moment of the tuma is when the dam leaves from the rechem and it goes into the outer area. A woman will not necessarily notice it until it comes out of her body, which is later. So now a woman becomes a nida, and an hour ago she touched truma, she touched kachim, she touched something which had a halach of tum and tahara. So why aren't we concerned that when she noticed her dam now, an hour later, maybe there was a dam there an hour before, and it was a small amount, it wasn't a large amount, and so it was able to be held in that area for a period of time. So, on the other hand, normally, that's the derisa, so the Mora says that she has a cheskes tahara, and the cheskes tahara would define that we don't have mechiv de cheshish for the tumah until we see it. The chamor masakin, a tumah de rabbanon, it's called tumas meis leis, that retroactively for an hour, for 24 hours beforehand, back to this time the day before, meis leis, from this time backwards to this time, we have to assume there's a possibility, mi rabbanon, that there was dam there. They did say, obviously, if a woman had done a bedika sometime during that 24-hour period and seen that she had no dam, said obviously there was no dam before that. So if a woman notices dam at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so if she touched anything, any truma in the last 24 hours, that truma now becomes tame. Let's say she did a bedika in the morning, so, and she saw that she had no dam, so anything she touched the previous night is not a problem. But anything from the morning and onwards were choshesh. That's called me pekida al pekida. From the last time she was pekid, she checked herself. Dayashaita means we don't say, no, it's not, we don't work retroactively, we don't take the tumah backwards. We say that the tumah is, it's enough to say the tumah is from this moment, this shas, this shaita, and onwards. Okay, so now this woman became a geyaris at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, she found dam. So what do we do? So we can't move her backwards tumah for 24 hours. She wasn't Jewish 24 hours ago, right? She checked herself in the morning. That was also irrelevant because she wasn't Jewish when she checked herself in the morning. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Dayashaita, since we can't fulfill the full halachic 24 hours plus or back to the last bedika, you say, you know what, just leave it on the chazaka deraisa, and she's telling me from this point onwards, and that's it. So she goes backwards. Over here, it's only relevant to go backwards as far as possible. Okay, now Zogt the price of further. Shikha Lahamtan Gimel Chadashim Dibri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Matel Li'oritz V'Linosa Miyad. We're not going to allow this woman to get married for 3 months because we don't know if she's pregnant or not. If she get married, if she goes, she has Erisin and Nesuin, and she becomes pregnant. We're not sure if this child is born now from this marriage, or this is a child from what happened to her before she became Jewish. Because maybe she's a nivola, etc. We're not concerned about the possibility that she's from before, she has had, she's pregnant with a child at the beginning stages, early stages of that pregnancy from beforehand. Okay, so you see by the case of the Giyaris, Rabbi Yehuda is concerned with the possibility that she was Nivola. So the Mor is asking, so that we would assume the same thing is true by Shmuya. So this is what Papa Bar Shmuel asked of Yosef. You see, over here, the Rabbi Yehuda is yes concerned about the possibility of something happening, and Amisha says that he's not. Okay. So more answers. Amar Leib, Rabbi Yosef answered back. Giyaris, a Shuya Karamisa. You're asking a contradiction from a case of Giyaris to a case of Shuya. Giyaris la mitra nafsha, Shuya mitra nafsha. That the Giyaris, she's not Jewish, so she has no. We're concerned. She has no compunctions. What she does. But the Shvuya is a Jewish woman who's been taken captive, but she's trying to protect herself as much as possible. And Yehuda says that she'll be successful. Tezis asked the Kasha that this applies, our halacha over here in our mission applies to girls of Ketana. So I understand you're talking about a 20-year-old woman who's a Shvuya, she will take steps to protect herself. But our mission is relevant to girls at the age of 3. Now, she doesn't have the understanding how to protect herself. The Tosafot says that there's a natural inclination of a katana to try and prevent the whole thing. The issue of the Ishmuya is she has to make a decision whether she wants that bee or not. The whole thing is something that she understands instinctively that it's not. Against what she's comfortable with, so that will work to her advantage according to Yehuda. Okay, so the more Barami Shuya Shuya. If you want to ask a stira, I can ask a stira from a case of Shuya to a case of Shuya. Tanya, Hagiyaris Shuya Vashifcha. Again, we have the case of Giyaris Shuya and Shifcha. Sheniftu. See, here in this braisa, we have Rabbi Yehuda including the case of Shuya, that you have to wait 3 months. Because by 3 months, we'll know if she was pregnant from beforehand or not. So we'll know the child was born later on, was born from what happened when she was in captivity. But you see, Rabbi Yehuda's chayshish. You need gimel chadasha because maybe something. She was nivola while she's the shruya, and our mishnah says that we're not worried about that. Okay. Ishtik. So Rabbi Yosef did not have an answer for that. Amalei. So Rabbi Yosef said back to Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Midi shmei lechabaha. Have you heard any? Do you have any comment on this? Have you heard anything about this? I heard from Rav Sheshes the following. The scenario was Shiruya Shinivula. We're talking about that we know that she was Nivula. So do you have to wait 3 months? The Mor says, Yehachi, my time with Rabbi Yosi. So why would Rabbi Yosi say you don't have to wait 3 months? If we know that she was Nivula, why would you not have to wait? How could you not wait? So Amar Rabba. Kesav Rabbi Yosi Isha Mizana Meshameshes B'moich Shlo Tizaber. She'll put some type of material inside to catch the zera and prevent herself from becoming pregnant. Mor says, 1 second. Bishlam Giyaris. The scenario of the Giyaris. I understand what you're saying. Kiman the Daita Leigiyurei Mitra Nafsha. Since she's planning to become Jewish, she doesn't want to have the issue of being pregnant from beforehand. Even if she has Bia, she will. She will put this moichin to absorb the zera. Shvuya. The Nami, the Yadah. The shvuya under the, as soon as she puts herself in a situation of becoming a shvuya, so she's going. If there's a situation that she's going to, before they do the ma'asebiya, she'll take steps to prevent herself becoming pregnant. Rashi says she doesn't know where she's going to go. They might be taking her, selling her out to some goy somewhere, whatever it is, and then whatever happened. You know, if they have beer with her, like, so what? She'll end up being pregnant while she's in captivity further. But she hopes they might take her back to a Jew. She doesn't know. She might be redeemed. So therefore, she's mitzvah nafsha. A shifcha nami, the shema mipiro mara. And the shifcha here is that if her master told her that he's going to release her, free her. So Rabbi Yossi could argue she's meshaveshes b'moich for that period of time. But el yotze b'shein ba'ayin, but the lochel, she's also freed. If there's a situation where she was hit by the master and he blinded her or he knocked out a tooth, she goes out free. There was no preparation for that. So she wasn't Meshameshes B'moich for the 3 months prior to that. So why would Rabbi Yossi be matter in that case not to have to wait 3 months? Okay. Mechitema, Kamamela Loi, that in a case where it just happened by itself, as opposed to there was a conscious effort involved in it, and therefore she doesn't have the reason to prepare herself with this mic before she has bia. La Omer Rabbi Yossi, Kamamela Omer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi didn't say that, and Rabbi Yossi would agree in that scenario that you would have to wait 3 months. More so, that's not true. So if this is the reason, because Harei Anusa Mefuta Dimemela, the case of Anusa Mefuta, she had not prepared herself beforehand. Batanya Anusa Mefuta Sricha Slahamta Kimachadoshim, the Rabbi Yehuda, a woman who had been Nensa, or she was Mefuta, so. If she marries afterwards, she has to wait 3 months before she can have Nisuan, because we want to make sure that we know that this child is not from the story of the Oinus, it's from the husband. Rabbi Yossi Mater, Liarsli Nasim Yad. Rabbi Yossi is Mater, she may have Nisuan right away. He doesn't wait 3 months. She couldn't prepare the moich. She wasn't prepared with the moich to prevent herself from the zera from becoming impregnating her. So why would Rabbi Yossi be matar in that situation? We know she was nivula. She didn't prepare anything beforehand. Rashi says no 3 months. Elam Rabba. Kesav Rabbi Yossi isha mezana misapeches kreshel tisaber. That even what she can do is after the Maisa, she can move her body in a way that the Zera will not proceed further into the body and make her become pregnant. So what's on Rabbi Yehuda? V'idach, Cheshinin, Rabbi Yehuda, Hol Shemar, Cheshinin, Shemar, Lenefcha, Yafa, Yafa. But it doesn't always work. So we can't rely on that. So we need Yom HaChodashim because of the possibility of not doing that successfully. Now, just Tyson just points out. Yeah, correct. Now, Tyson points out what this will leave us with is that a case of an anuso mafutza, she would have to wait 3 months. The case of Yotze b'shein ba'ayin, she has to wait 3 months. Because if she's going to be freed, or she's the shvuya, so every time she will, if something happens, she will take steps to prevent her from becoming pregnant. But Sama Shifka is not taking those steps. It's only Shifka is going to be freed. So the case of Yitzhak Shemana, she had no prior knowledge, so she wasn't Mazanim, she wasn't Misapechas. She wasn't Misapechas. So you're there, you would have to wait 3 months. Okay. So Rashi.
What case?
Yitzhak Shemana Ryan. So she came in Gioris, and that day she saw Dam. So it's enough to be concerned with Tumah from this point onwards. Chazal did not institute the Tumah of retroactively being Matamah for 24 hours prior. The time of Taharah Shanogaban. Mishas Tefila and Shas Riyas. So now, over here, you can't make her tummy 24 hours backwards because she wasn't Jewish 24 hours backwards. But we should say, included in that is anything that she touched since she went to the mikveh earlier and now. At Shas Riyas. So why is Rebuta not Geyser? Now Chazal say that why 24 hours? Because Chazal say that it's possible for dam to come out if it's a small amount of dam, and it'll be held in the area where it came out to before it came out of her body. It's held for up to 24 hours before it can stay there up to 24 hours before it comes out. The filo yotze dam ze esmo, even though the dam did come out before. And the walls over there, the held on to the dam for that period of time. That's why Chazar Masakin the concern of tumah retroactively 24 hours by Bais Yisrael. But haloi dam kananis kadam behema. So that dam which came out yesterday doesn't have a din of dam nida. So what are you worried about? Vim Torah, maybe you should be worried about. Nechish, Shemen, Mishatavla Necker, V'yotza Miyad, that it came out after the Tefillah, it came out of the Rechem, after the Tefillah, and it came out not 24 hours later, but 2 hours later. Miyad over here, meaning now we see it a little while later, as opposed to 24 hours. So Rashi says that Rav Yehuda says, you know what? Tuma Nefreya Darbanan. This whole Tuma Nefreya, the going retroactively, is in Darbanan. Mehechad Ikal Migzer Me'ez La'ez Sholem. Where the full takana applies, gozer. Gozer mi pekida la pekida. So then the regozer, even the shorter time from the last time she checked herself. So over here, calculating from the tefillah to this point in time is equivalent of mi pekida la pekida. From the last time she checked herself. But v'hechad lo gozer mi'eis le'eis, lo gozer mi'pekida le'pekida. Once they weren't gozer mi'eis le'eis, they weren't gozer mi'pekida le'pekida either. Kimeger points out that there's a gemara like that in Nida that says this idea. Okay. Rishi says, now, Rishi, she's Matama Meisleis, it doesn't mean Meisleis. It means the concept of a retroactive tumor applies to her. Furthermore, she has to wait 3 months. Latinosi, she can't have Nisuan with a subsequent Bia. So you don't allow Nisuan because we can't say, listen, do Nisuan, but don't have Bia because we don't trust them. We don't want her to have the suin. The hafka min zera hanizer bekedusha. The zera hanizer shlo bekedusha. To know is this a zera, which even if she had bia beforehand, the child is born from a Jewish. She's a giyaris, so the child which will be born will be Jewish. We're born Jewish. but it was from a non-Jewish father, as opposed to now knowing it's from this Jewish, the Jewish father now. We want to be able to clarify what it is. Resi Matir, the coming the first time. The Resi is Matir, and the Morris says, why is he Matir? Then the Brisa said, the Giyar is the Shui and the Shifta, Tzrich is Lahamtin. Valbishikhtada Enem is a Beris, Zerikhtada Otogodoyla. Now, so in the cases, we're saying from the age of 3 and onwards, you know, but they didn't come pregnant. But once they made a Gzer, you have to wait by a girl or girls of Gedarla. They made the Gzer by girls of Katana as well. So, Rishis is Meshemesh is Bemoich, and they said it's Moich, La'acher Be'ilo, Meshemesh Hazer. She puts a Moich there to absorb the Zer which is there. The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Yud Gimel talks about the day of putting a moich. As we showed him, they were talking about by regularly Israelis in the case that we're concerned for her health, not necessarily life threatening. Is she allowed to put the moich there? As we showed him, she allowed to put the moich there. B'shas bia, she only allowed to put it afterwards. Rashi and the Reino Tam. Over here, really, it's not a. That's because of the Isra of Hashchashazera or Mitzvah Peruvu, however you understand the Isra over there, or it's considered for the balance of Zera Levatola. If it's there over here, that's not an issue. So why Rashi over here says that she puts it afterwards? That became the standard way of doing it, even though this situation there would be no reason why she can't place it there beforehand. She prepares to have the moich, but even the shvuya, lo yodam hechem amtilo. She brought the moichra. They see that they're getting ready to sell her. Misavra, she hopes dilma amtilo the gabi Yisrael. Uparkala, maybe they'll sell her to Jews and they'll free her. If they're selling her to some goy and who knows where, so like whatever it is. Mitranach the shamish moich over here. She's going to be freed. She doesn't want to be pregnant, so she prepares the moich. Al yotzei b'shen ba'ayin, shivcha shesima adonai es eino. A shivcha which she was blinded by her master. B'yotzei l'cher, she goes free. M'ra b'yoda, how would she have known beforehand? How was yoda mikara the table l'cher? How would she have known before that she's going to be freed? The mitzvah now shall zamen moich l'shimusha, that she makes sure she has a moich. Maybe you'll tell me that Kalmamela, which it was not in her control to deal with, it just happens. Mikara beforehand, the tape of the Chayrus before she goes free. Murder Biosi, she's regressive murder. But Harayanusa, the Mamela, Lahavas Yadah, the Salibahochi, she didn't know that she's going to become Nanas. Matasa Lamech, she'd have a mic available. So Ransom is a Pechas. She yetsa zera. She turns her over that causes zera to come out of her body. Lo yiklad, it shouldn't take effect. The more of ha filo b'midah b'meila, most of them have. She can do that even in a situation where it happened b'meila with no prior preparation. But kula nurses can. Rabbi Yossi says that that's what they all do. Okay. Okay, something more. The Mishnah says that the reason why that a person is chayav misa does not pay money is because of the pasuk. So we're going to go back to Kimlei Rabbeinu. Now you would expect this Gemara to be the first Gemara. The more that brings the psukim, how we know the din of Kimlei Rabbeinu, like that would be like the first thing we would discuss, and then we have four plot of when it applies. But that's not how Gemara works. And now we're going to find out what the sources are in the Psukim for the whole thing. Gemara says, "Vahami hakam nafka." The source for Kimlei Rabbeinu is from the pasuk of "Lo yi'asa l'nosh yonesh." That's where you get it. Learn it from. May hakam nafka. Learn it from somewhere else, from over there. It says, "Kdei rishasai." Mishum rishoy achas atu mechayvo. V'yatu mechayvo mishum shtei rishoyos. We do not give a person tzu chiyuvim. The Torah says we give him, we punish him according to the one improper thing that he did. We don't give him two punishments. So Morris says, okay, it's not a kasha. Chada b'miso umamen, v'chada b'malkus umamen. That pasuk is written by the case of Malkus. That's where the Torah writes the punishment of Malkus. So this is teaching me over here that by Misa and concurrent Mammon, he doesn't pay the money. And that's teaching me by Malkus and concurrent Mammon, he doesn't pay the money. More says, Mitzrich, I need a pasuk by Misa and Mammon and a pasuk by Malkus and Mammon. The Yashmin and Misa and Mammon, had the Torah only wrote the punishment of Misa, he doesn't have to pay. I would say Mishum Dika Ibn Neshama. We're putting on him such a chomer dika punishment of that he's chayv Misa, so he doesn't have to pay the money. Of a Malkus and Mammon, the like Ibn Neshama Emaloi. I would say in the case of when it's only Malkus, where he's not, we're not losing his life. He's not losing his life for punishment. Maybe he has to pay also. So I wouldn't know from the fact that Misa, the moment is potter. I wouldn't know by Malkus, the moment is potter. Okay, fine. So just teach me Malkus, the moment. I'll say if Malkus potter is the moment, Kavachomer, Misa potter is the moment. V'yeshvin and Malkus, the moment. Mishum d'lachomer yisurei. You know, I can argue, listen, you know, that maybe the fact that what he did was so wrong is a reason that he can be punished twice. So a person who's chayv misa deserves to also have to pay the mammon. For such an avla, we're not going to use that to make you punter. It's like chayt and isker. You know, but Malkus was not as chomer. So maybe over there it's enough that he gets one punishment by Malkus the moment. So therefore, Tzrich, I need psukim by both. So the Mora, Ramir, Damer Loikum Mishalim, Ramir holds that the loch is that a person does get Malkus the moment. So Tarti Lamali, so why do I need a two psukim? They're both teaching me Karner Meir that you don't get Misa a moment, because the Malkus a moment you do get. Right? So more answers, Chada of a Misa a moment. One is teaching us Misa a moment, like we said over here. The Pasuk is discussing the Chi of Misa for Ritzicha, the Chi of Moment for killing the fetus and the woman. But Mechada is a Misa a Malkus. How do I know? The Pasuk of Kedevi Shasa teaches me that if he's done an Aver which is Chayiv Misa, and simultaneously he's done an Aver which is Chayiv Malkus, he doesn't first get Malkus and then kill him, get both punishments. We just give him the Misa and that's enough. So you need a Pasuk for that. Now, Zamor says, Mitzricha. I need both. Again, so why do I need a Pasuk to tell me Misa? It's Karner Meir, there's a Pasuk that Misa Pata's moment. There's a pasuk that Misa Pater's Malkus. The issue in a Misa Mammon, if the Torah told me that he doesn't get Misa and Mammon, Mishum Nechada Begufei, Bechada Bememoinei, Loy Avdinan. Okay, I understand that we don't give him different types of punishments. Ava Misa Malkus, the Idi Vidi Begufei, Ema Misa Richtahi, Minavid Bey. Yeah, maybe the pshat is that we look at this as all part of the process of killing him. So normally you kill him directly. Over here we give him the Malkus, weaken him up, and then we finish him off. So maybe that you would get both. Okay. V'yashmin and Miso Malkus, I would argue the Tartibi Gufei Lov Dinan. It's not fair to give him two punishments on the body, two corporal punishments. That's not correct. Al Miso Mammon, the Chadu Gufei, the Chadu Bemoine, Eman Na'avid Bey. Maybe we could do Tzricha. Okay. Zotim Mora. We have a pasuk. It says, "Well, see how careful the nefesh would say it." Lamali. the pasuk says we do not charge the ritzeach also a payment for the kafir lenefesh as for what he's done for killing the person. So of course not. He's chai misa. Why the Torah say it? More answer. The pasuk is teaching me that not that we think that we would have thought he gets both, but the pasuk is discussing. Don't think that he can pay his way out of the chi of misa. The pasuk continues. The losich kafir lenus el ermik latoy lamali damar rachmana. Lamali, I'm not sure you read it. Okay, Dam Rachmana, Lesishkum Emani Menei Vesiftei Min Golus. So one pasuk tells me that he cannot pay himself out of Misa, a case where he's Chai of Misa, and he cannot pay himself out of Chi of Golus. Betray Kroy Lamali Chad B'Shegev B'Chad B'Mezid. So the two pesukim, one is teaching me the lacha, the case where he did B'Mezid in the Chi of Misa, one that did B'Shegev in the Chi of Golus. Versus with Tzrichi. Again, why don't you do both? So, I mean, you can't pay yourself your way out of the punishments. The Ishmael Mezid, Mishim the Chomer Yisurei. Okay. The case of Mezid, which is so Chomer, I would say, you know what, he can't pay? We'd say, I'm sorry, you can't pay your way out of this. I will show you the Loi Chomer Yisurei. Emalo, show you which is not as Chomer, so maybe. If he's willing to pay the kafir lenefesh, the value of the person, compensate the family, that should relieve him from his chi of golus. V'yeshvin and shogeg. If you tell me the case of shogeg, that he cannot pay to get himself out of the case of shogeg, I would say mishum the lucky ibn neshama. Listen. What are we asking you to do? We're asking you to go to Golus. You know what? Leave me with the money. You can do your Golus already. But maybe, I'm amazed that even the Shama, we're discussing killing a person, the Ritzeach. Maybe the Torah would be lenient to save the life of the Ritzeach and let him pay. Emeloi. I would think that therefore he could pay him his way out. Therefore, Tzrich, I need the puzzle to say that no, he can't. Okay. Okay. That's a Rashi. Zok Rashi. Mishum dikiv in the Shama. Yesh kan anish chomer. We're discussing a chiv misa. So, with such a punishment, is enough to give him the chiyav misa. We're not going to charge him money as well. But by Malkus, maybe we would. Emaloi, Ainza Ernest Yisera, will have a betarti to give him Malkus and Mammon. That's not so bad. Other way around. Maybe Malkus, we don't give him Mammon, the Lachamri Surah. The veir was not as chomer, and therefore b'dayur shetan shenu anishecher. It's enough to give him one punishment, but he's chayiv a big veir. You know what? What's so bad? It's slapping him with a chiyav moment also. Asichu kar for mashal nami im targeno lo tan shenu moment. Since you're killing him, you don't have to pay. So we know that already. Damar rachmana. That's part of the teretz. Okay, good. This is the answer. You're right. It's not discussing the lacha that you don't give a misa and mamon. The chi of misa levada shall yift to be mamon. In the case of the chi of misa, you can't pay your way out. Let's see if careful on this because the chadat lesabe beitarti laharig b'shogeg golus mamon. We don't see. With the question was, you don't get golus mamon. Morris says no. It means you cannot pay yourself out of the golus. Mitzriche, the Yeshvin and Mezid. If the Torah told me the case of Mezid, the Linifrik Nafshei Mammon, that he cannot redeem his chi of Misa with Mammon, Habamina Mishum the Chomer Yisurei. You know why? Because it's very Chomer. He killed Mezid of Shogeg, but maybe in the case of Shogeg, Linifrik Nafshei Bimammon Migolus. He could pay upon a payment and not have to go to Golus. Mishum the Shogeg, Mishum the Einat Begalusa Ibn Neshama. He's going to the Golas. You're not killing him. The Torah said, you know what? Don't pay. Just go to Golas already. I'm amazed. Mishum Ibn Neshama, we're discussing the issue of killing the Ritzayach. We might have thought that the Torah would allow, if he's willing to pay a kofer payment to the family of the value of the person who was killed, we'll let him off and not kill him. And one more little piece of more. So the more, but Yechuper the Damashar Shupak Bakim Damashevchay, that we cannot bring a kapora for in the case of Ritzicha with anything other than killing the murderer. So that's what we're saying. Right? You can't pay instead. You must kill him. But we just said that we know that already. So Lamali. So what do we need? What's that pasuk teaching me? You're teaching me the following halacha. Menayin shein nisarfa egla, v'achakach nimsa ha'horeg. Menayin shein parchur nisa. Why don't we argue in a case that we already did the whole, we found the body, person who had been killed, we found the body. The Torah says you don't know who was the Ritzayah. We go through the whole process of egla rufa. After doing the whole process of egla rufa, we find the murderer. Maybe we should argue in that situation, since we've done the process of Egla Rufa, that's the Kapara, and we don't need to kill the person. So therefore, the Pasuk says, how do you know in Parchon Asai? Shenemar Lord, so Yechuper Ladam Shashuva Bakim Adam Shavchai. So you cannot create the Kapara that's necessary without punishing the murderer. Now the pasuk continues there in the parsha of Egla Rufa, but Devar Hadam Anakimi Kirbecha. So you have to do the punishments. So now we could have used that pasuk for the previous issue. But we're saying we have the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh for that. So what's the pasuk over here? And then the parsha Shoftim and the parsha of Egla Rufa coming to teach me. They're saying, you know what? Still kill it. Eradicate from Klal Yisrael. Lomali, then boy, no, let's not do that. Okay, one Zak Rashi, Kimadam Shavchoy. Pasuk is saying you must kill him. But look, pigeon mummy, you can't redeem him with money. So Lomali. What are you there for? I mean, Losichu Kerfer Nafka. That's already the pasuk of Losichu Kerfer. So it's teaching me the case there was Egla Rufa already. Shein Parchon Asaylomer Kvar Niskaper Beoidu Suffik. We already went Mechaper for the Veirath when there was the Suffik. Shein Egla Mechaper Asal Suffik. The Egla Rufa was Mechaper. We don't do that. But Tot Devar is Bosa Refuxiv. And the question is, what's that coming for? We already know that we must go ahead and give Misa if we find the Ritzayach. Okay.